On today's show, I'm talking with debut novelist Ellen Keith. In The Dutch Wife, Ellen shines a spotlight on two forgotten victims of history, prostitutes in Nazi labor camps and the disappeared in Argentina's state-sponsored terrorism of the 1970s. Welcome to the show, Ellen.
Thank you so much for having me today.
Would you introduce yourself to our listeners and give us a synopsis of The Dutch Wife?
So, as you said, my name is Ellen Keith. I'm a first-time novelist. I just graduated a year or two ago with a Master's of Fine Arts in Creative Writing, and this novel actually started out as my thesis.
Wow.
Yeah, so it was a nice surprise to actually see it make it all the way to book form. And sorry, you also asked me to tell you a little bit about the book?
Yes, just give us a brief synopsis.
Okay, so The Dutch Wife is set during World War II, and the main character is a woman in the Dutch resistance. Her name is Marijke, and she and her husband are arrested and deported to the concentration camps from their home in Amsterdam. In her effort to try to be reunited with him, Marijke faces a terrible choice. She's given an offer to be redirected to the camp that he's at if she will volunteer to become a prostitute in a brothel that they've set up for the prisoners at the camp.
And then, go ahead.
The second part of the storyline, as you mentioned, takes place in Argentina, and this weaves in and out of the World War II story. It's about a young university student named Luciano Wagner, who is imprisoned for becoming involved in student protests under the military junta in Argentina. And he's trying to find ways to resist and keep himself sane while imprisoned.
And what brought you to write such an ambitious debut novel, integrating these two timelines, these two huge parts of history?
Well, I think when I first started, I didn't realize what an ambitious undertaking it was. So I learned that along the way. But I've always been really fascinated by World War II history. When I was younger, my family went on a big camping trip through Europe. And for me, that was the first time I really understood what the war really meant. I'd learned a little bit about it in history classes. I was 10 at the time, but this was the first time that I actually stood in battlefields where thousands of people lost their lives. I found pieces of the airplane that my great uncle was shot down in France. And I just saw so many things that really moved me. And since then, I've been really interested in the war and some of the stories that you don't hear about quite as much.
Yes, and it is interesting. I was had the opportunity to go to France and Italy for a brief vacation, and to the history there just really, really grabs you and touches you as you see it so much more closely than we in America see it and feel it. One of the things is there's really got to be some challenges, though, of writing a story based in history. And what sort of historical research did you do to get you the stories of the forgotten victims, such as the brothels in the Nazi labor camps?
Yeah, I think the challenge of writing historical fiction, especially more recent historical fiction, is you want to be loyal to the truth. You're writing fictitious characters, but of course, these traumatic experiences that they had were very real, and there are people out there today who are still alive and still know what it was like to go through the war. Mm-hmm. And so I was really challenging myself to try to be as loyal to the truth as possible. So I did a lot of secondary research, read up a lot on concentration camps. And in that process, I stumbled across the existence of these camp brothels that were set up for prisoners. They were set up as a sort of reward system. Himmler, in 1942, he had the idea that to make the labor force in the concentration camp more productive, that they should try to stimulate the prisoners with rewards. So you could go to watch a film in the camp cinema, or you could take out a book from the libraries they had, and then they introduced these brothels as the sort of ultimate reward. Wow. And so these were prisoners who were essentially visiting other prisoners and in some ways also contributing to the suffering of these women. So it's a very complicated mm-hmm. issue. And I was really fascinated by it and ended up, I thought, I need to add this into the story somehow. And it ended up kind of taking over a large part of the novel and becoming quite central to the storyline.
Yes.
While I was doing research, I was based in Europe, so I had the opportunity to go and travel to all of the different sites that my novel is set in, including I spent about a month in Argentina. And it was really something else to be standing in these concentration camps where I had set scenes and to walk around the path that I had my characters walking and try to picture what the atmosphere was like in the middle of the 1940s.
Boy, no kidding. And to that was the what really gripped me is that the brothels created for the prisoners because, as you just said, these are prisoners messing with other prisoners and adding to their misery. And so, you know, what does that do to your psyche as you go through that? What I also noticed is that you dedicated your book to your grandma.
Yes. Yeah, so my grandmother was not in a concentration camp, but mm-hmm. she did grow up in the Netherlands under the Nazi occupation. She was only about 10 by the time the war ended, but she still remembers how difficult life was under the Nazis, how the final winter of the war, they were pretty much surviving off of tulip bulbs and turnips.
Wow.
And her older brother, actually, he died while he was in hiding at age 20. They were doing labor call-ups in the Netherlands for forced labor in Germany, anyone who was between 18 and about 40 or so. And he went into hiding to avoid that so he could still be there to try and support his family, but ended up getting diphtheria. And because they couldn't call a doctor, he passed away. Mm. So I still wanted to recognize in some way the experiences that she and her family had gone through under Nazi occupation.
Yeah. Wow. We are talking with Ellen Keith about her debut novel, The Dutch Wife. And this is such a gripping story. And the three main characters are intense. How did you come up with them? Because some writers tell me that these characters talk to them. Did their voices come to you? How did you create them?
I did have that experience a little bit, but I think for me it came especially towards the later drafts. Like I said, when I made one of the visits to Buchenwald concentration camp, by then I had written out a full draft and I really had a strong sense of place and character in my head. So when I went on that visit and I was walking around the camp, I kind of almost had it in my mind that I was dealing with real people who had lived and walked in the camp. And I found that a really emotional experience because it allowed me to connect to my characters on a much deeper level when I was then going through for the final revisions. But the idea first came to me during my undergraduate studies. I was doing research on the Holocaust and we were reading a book called Ordinary Men by Christopher Browning. And it looked at a police battalion in Poland that had been responsible for mass executions of Jews during the war. And it was doing all these interviews with regular, ordinary German citizens who, or maybe they were Polish, who had been the ones pulling the trigger. And I was really fascinated by these interviews and by the way that people were justifying their actions. And so I wanted to create a character as an SS officer, someone who was just your regular person, but got so swept up into what was going on at the time that he ended up carrying out some of the most brutal things that happened during the war.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And how were you able to separate your day-to-day life? There's some really gripping, gritty narrative. How did you separate that to be able to live your life as well?
I think it is difficult. For me, when I was studying the Holocaust during university, I found it actually really important for me to study and read these accounts of some of the horrible things that happened because it made me a lot more grateful for my own life and taught me a little bit about not sweating the small stuff and really appreciating the life that I have. And I think it can be a lot more difficult to read violent scenes when we know that they're based on historical truth and it's not something that's just on a series on Netflix, but something that really happened. And so I tried to really be telling things how they happened and not shy away from some of the more difficult details. But of course, that at times is really difficult when you're writing the scenes. Mm-hmm. And there were moments when it became a little overwhelming, especially I'm not someone who likes very dark movies or something. And I found it was a really interesting experience in mm-hmm. terms of how much you take that emotion at home with you, so to speak, at the end of a writing day.
Yeah, no kidding. We're talking with Ellen Keith. She is the author of The Dutch Wife, and the reviews are raving. What does that feel like for you as a young writer with your first novel?
It is completely surreal. What's been happening with the novel is more than I could have ever imagined for a debut. I mean, really, I was just hoping someone outside my mother and my closest friends might pick it up. And it's gone far beyond that. And I'm completely floored by the response to the book. It is a pretty dark read, so I know that it's not for everyone. And I was really curious how it would be received. And I've just been amazed by the reviews and how many readers have written to me to say how much they connected with some of the characters.
Yeah, it is a wonderful book. I would recommend it myself, The Dutch Wife by Ellen Keith. It is definitely gripping. There's some no holds barred in there. And I applaud you for this first work, which, of course, means that there's got to be much more in you. So what's next for you?
Well, thank you. I am still trying to process everything that's been going on with the release. And right now I'm in Canada doing a couple of events this week, and I fly home to Amsterdam at the end of the week. And from that point on, I'm going to turn my attention to really diving into a second novel. It will also be a historical fiction novel, but I think this one will be set probably in New York in the 1950s.
Well, that sounds very intriguing. We look forward to talking to you again about that next book. Ellen Keith, thank you so much. One last question is, what do you hope readers will get out of this book?
I think one of the most important things that I learned while writing this novel, and I hope comes across to readers, is the importance of really thinking and trying to take a step back and understand the motivations and the people on a different side of a conflict from you. I think it's really easy for us from here in North America to look at what happened in World War II and say, oh, well, if I was, you know, in an occupied country, I would have been in the resistance. I would have been saving Jewish people. I would have been doing this or that. But I think there are so many circumstances at play, and it's really only when you're in a position that the life and well-being of your family is at stake that you understand what you're going to do. And I think that goes for any type of a conflict we have today, that it's really important, whether it's someone with different political or ideological beliefs, that we take a step back and try to understand where they're coming from before we start making accusations and judgments.
Well said. Thank you so much, Ellen, for your time, and we wish you the best.
Thank you very much.